When I, when I go to the next meeting, or NHEP goes to the next meeting, which is the end of May 2020, and the location, I don't think it's been picked yet in the United States,
Okay,
but.
hold that thought. We'll be right back after these messages.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
To the Master Survivor with your host, Johnny Delirious, laboratory naturopathic doctor. We have on today's show Scott Tipps from the National Health Federation, and their website is thenhf.com. So you can look at that if you want to. And we're going to bring Scott right back on. We were just talking about some of his successes and how he got Zipretrol eliminated from being passed and used in higher amounts in animals. So, Scott, if you're back, just pipe right in. And I just want to bring you back on whenever you're ready.
Oh, I'm ready. So, in any event, I'll just leave your listeners with this thought, and that is that if you ever wanted to have some pleasure, you should have been at that meeting to see how angry and upset the Merck people were. They had a whole contingent there of in their delegation for the Drugs for Animals group. Keep in mind that at these meetings, you'll have the staff that's at the head table with the chairman or chairwoman. You will then have the delegates who represent the countries, literally from Albania to Zimbabwe, although not all countries attend all Codex committee meetings. And then you will have the INGOs, which are 95% industry trade groups.
Oh, wow.
The International Grocery Manufacturers Association, you have the World Sugar Organization, Research Organization, you have drugs for animals, or animals, health for animals, as they prefer to call it. You have Crop Life, which is a front group for Monsanto. You have the Calorie Control Council, which is another front group for the aspartame people, you know, that kind of thing. And out of all of those INGOs, you maybe have five or six consumer organizations, of which the NHF is the only one that's a health freedom organization. We're the only health freedom organization at these Codex meetings, and have been for 20 years. And let me say this, the only one with the right to participate at the meetings. We have a microphone just like the country delegates do. We can submit written documents just like they do. We can interact in real time with the other delegates to coordinate our strategy or positions and the like. So,
I want you to really, I'm trying to get people into that meeting just to see how everything works. And it's wonderful. Keep painting the picture. I want people to be able to visualize this.
Well, one of the things I was saying before is, and I didn't really get to complete the thought, so I'll do it here, is that there are a number of country delegations that over the years have been really good delegations in favor of greater health and health freedom. And so once again, I want to tell people out there that, you know, Codex isn't this, and I'll use the word monolithically again, so I don't want to abuse it, but monolithically bad organization. No, it actually has, I don't care what its origins in IG Farben are claimed to be or any of that, it doesn't really matter. What matters is what they're doing now. And a lot of it is not good, unfortunately, because it has been captured by these industry groups and the groupthink amongst many of the Codex delegates, but among the Codex delegates are some really good delegations, like Nepal. The EU delegation isn't all bad. They, on, like I said, on the toxin and contaminant issues, they're really quite fabulous. Norway on the same issues is the same.
I bet Bhutan is a good one.
Well, I haven't seen them at the meetings, but Nepal.
Oh, okay.
Literally has been quite good. India is quite good. Iraq and India, believe it or not, at the 2009 Dusseldorf meeting are some of the main reasons that we won at that meeting on the NRV, on the recommended daily allowance type issue for vitamins and minerals. And then some other countries can be good. Even Iran is quite good at these meetings oftentimes, and they have taken positions unpopular with others, but ones that support better health and the like. Excuse me, I need to cough a moment.
Oh, sure. That's no problem. You've been talking a lot, but I'm just fascinated. I know my audience is fascinating too, so with what you're saying, because I didn't know what all. I really wanted you on. I'm so glad you're here, Scott. So, please expand a little more about that, about these meetings.
Well, I appreciate it, because it may seem that these are all remote meetings that are on the minutia of food standards and guidelines and the like, but the reality is that it impacts all of us. 7 billion people around the world, assume that you believe that there are 7 billion people on the planet. Let's just use the traditional figure, but some have very well argued there are only 6 billion, but
right.
In any event, whatever the true number is, let's just go with the 7 billion, but it affects all of us, because Codex governs 99% of the world's population. Now, some will argue that the individual member states, the individual member countries, don't have to adopt Codex standards, but everyone really does. I mean, even the FDA, as long ago as 1997, has said their goal is to harmonize to codex standards. So it's all coming home. And the NHF is the only health freedom organization that's fighting for your listeners' rights and on a global stage. We're really the only ones. A lot of times, even though I mentioned these other consumer groups, well, they aren't health freedom groups, number one. And number two, they actually have fought us on some of the dumbing down of the vitamin and mineral issues, because they don't believe, they think that vitamins and minerals, and especially the supplements, are really dangerous, you know, need to be controlled and regulated like drugs, which is a phenomenally stupid position to take, given the millennia in which humans have existed in connection with vitamins and minerals, not with drugs, of course, but with vitamins and minerals. And indeed, they have forgotten that we need a lot more than the minimum, the recommended daily allowance.
Oh, but, absolutely.
So we're the only game in town. When NHF went to the Codex Committee on Pesticide Residues to argue against glyphosates in our foods, we were the only ones to stand up and argue that. You know, the Merck people, they had 44 members of their delegation spread not only in their INGO, but in amongst the country delegates, and so our delegations. So here we were, two delegates, and we were the only ones in the room arguing against glyphosate. This is
well,
what
that's dangerous chemical, but it's so prevalent.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's turning men into women, women into men, and let alone causing
Alzheimer's,
fertility problems throughout the world.
Sterilization, yeah.
Yeah, and poisoning people. I mean, you name it, it's just universally bad. It's killing off the gut bacteria that basically is our functioning immune system. You know,
absolutely.
Most of our immune system is in our intestinal tract, in our gut, and glyphosate's killing it off. So there's another thing. And, you know, NHF, I don't want your listeners, though, to think that NHF is only involved in Codex, because we've been involved in the vaccine issue. We've been involved in protecting and trying to advance GCMAF, the glycoprotein macrophage activating factor that's being suppressed as a cancer.
Oh, yes, yes.
I mean, there are a number of other issues that we have, but frankly, even with 2 hours, we could just talk exclusively about the victories we've had. I mean, amazing victories we've had at Codex. We've had our share of defeats, of course, as anyone. But what really is important on this, before we leave this issue, if you don't mind, Johnny, is that the people who send us to these meetings are the real heroes and heroines. I mean, I may get the credit for standing up and speaking the words, but the real heroes are the ones who sent us there. And I give this story, but it's such a good story, I can't resist giving it to you again, or giving it here again, Johnny. And that is that when we had that victory in 2009, almost exactly 10 years ago, next month it'll be 10 years ago, where we stopped the whole momentum of dumbing down the vitamin mineral levels in supplements and foods. The reason we were there is because a gentleman donated $1,000. He was from Dublin, Ireland, gave us $1,000, and that paid my way to go to that meeting and be there. And he, really more than I, was the real hero of that meeting, and people won't know his name, and maybe they should. I don't know if he wants to remain anonymous or not, so I won't say his name here, but, you know, it's people like that who are the real heroes, and it doesn't have to be people who gave $1,000. Maybe they only gave $100, or maybe, you know, there were 10 people who gave $100, or 100 people who gave $10, but it adds up, and that's what sends us to these meetings. So we don't have deep taxpayer pockets to send us to these meetings like the FDA bureau rats, and we don't have big government Fortune 500 corporations giving us money, like Monsanto or Merck, and even if they tried to, we wouldn't accept it. But we don't have that. We just have individuals who reach into their pockets. I mean, literally at the NHF office, I have seen with my own eyes opening an envelope and out come three $1 bills and a kindly note from an elderly lady that says, "I'm sorry, I could only give $3, but this was all I had left from Social Security." I mean, those are the
oh,
kind
that's
of
huge, yeah. Well, I want everybody, you know, to become a member, and we'll talk about that on the last part of the show. We're, you know, that won't come to a little bit later, but I've been a member for a while, and of course, I love Health Freedom News. It's the only magazine I take, you know, because that's what you get with membership. We'll talk about that, but, you know, I think when you brought the GCMAF, you know, that is something, you know, this cancer breakthrough. I mean, I remember what Dr. Yamato was working on when he was, you know, he learned about this, you know, mobilizing the macrophages. And, you know, it's a similar thing that I do, you know, with the HTMA and, you know, balancing the gut microbiome. When we balance the cells and the gut microbiome, that mobilizes these macrophages. But Dr. Yamato found the blocker. And so that glycoprotein blocker, you know, that was a big breakthrough. So let's talk about that, because I know you've been working to bring that out. And is it still available, or are they still trying to squash it? Or I know they almost ruined David Noakes and Lynn Tyre. So let's talk about that, because you've been working hard on that. And that's a cancer cure that helps a lot of people, too.
It really does, and you seem to know your stuff on that, Johnny, and I have to commend you for it, because a lot of people don't. It's a, as you pointed out so accurately, Dr. Yamamoto back in the early 1990s was studying it, and he was having very high success rates with breast cancer, colon cancer, and prostate cancer. He did small numbers of patients in his studies, but he had a success rate of about 80%. Now, compare that to the success rate of, say, chemotherapy. The success rate of chemotherapy depends on whether you go by the American study, Australian study. It ranges from 1.5% to about 2.3%. And there is one study that shows a success rate of 8%. For chemotherapy.
You can do better without it.
Yeah, and actually they don't talk about the fact that a lot of people suffer heart attacks and other problems from chemotherapy. And in fact, one of the side effects that's listed on the package inserts for the product is, hey, may cause cancer. You know, so chemotherapy may cause cancer in and of itself. But leave that to one side. I mean, if you just go by pure statistics, it's not a very good gamble on anyone's part to undertake chemotherapy for their cancer. You know, it may drive the numbers down, the size of the tumor may diminish, and they go, oh, look, we're having great success, but then it just metastasizes and appears elsewhere in
yeah,
the body. You haven't taken care of the problem.
You're decimating the whole surrounding area. You know, the menu, as DeBalt used to say, when he was arguing with, anyway, I won't get into that, because this one issue is so important, because the macrophages, you know, when you can mobilize your immunity response and get it so strong, I mean, that's one of the things I've been doing for years, balancing the cell and balancing the microbiome. And when we get into the higher levels, a lot of people I help, they send home to die. You know, they told me I was going to die in 1992, and they wanted to take my liver, and I refused. And that's why everybody called me delirious, because the doctors called me delirious for not accepting and doing the liver transplant. And so I'm glad I kept my own liver. And
yes,
most definitely. So, you know, with these macrophages, you know, this GCMAF has a way to, you know, turn that enzyme, you know, off. And so that mechanism, anyway, so we'll be right back.
Sure.
With more from Scott Tips.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey, this check is wrong. I worked a holiday and 7 hours of overtime. Not getting paid correctly is a real pain. It could also hurt our boss if our company provides out-of-compliance checks. That's right. Construction companies doing business with the government can get fined, or officials of the companies can go to jail if the checks aren't right. It's a law. The Davis-Bacon Act has 30 compliance issues for every check, but there is an easy way for construction companies to be in compliance. EMARS offers Compliant Client, a web-based system that finds and corrects all 30 of the possible out-of-compliance check issues. Users of Compliant Client report an 80% savings in time and money. Running a weekly payroll usually takes about 5 minutes. All 15,000-plus clients of EMARS have never had a legal compliance issue. Plus, they sleep better on check day. Contact EMARS at emarsinc.com or call 480-595-0466.
All right, we are back. We are back. I'm Johnny Delirious, Laboratory Naturopathic Doctor. We're here with Scott Tips from National Health Federation. And Scott, we're focusing in on the GCMAF, which is the macrophage activity factor. And tell us, you've been working hard on, you know, they've tried to persecute David Noakes and Lynn Tyre. And you've been working hard to try to get that back out so people can use it to fight their cancer. So how are things going?
Well, they aren't going too well, unfortunately. I wish I could report otherwise, but they are winning on the suppressing GCMAF. Now, you asked if you could still buy it. And the quick answer is, well, there's a whole bunch of product on the internet, but the quality of it, I can't.
Right.
I cannot vouch for it. However, if people want to go to the NHF.com website and just plug in GCMAF, they can read articles about it and get further information. In fact, we were the first ones to publish in our journal Health Freedom News back in 2008, Dr. Yamamoto's work. I'm outside the peer-reviewed science journals. Now, keep in mind, there are 1,180 published studies on GCMAF. This isn't some quack remedy that's out there, as it's been alleged by government entities who are controlled by Big Pharma. No, this really actually works if you get the right product. But that's the thing.
If you get the right product, or you get your immunity response so strong, your body will do it anyway. And that's what the big mystery is that nobody knows. But go ahead.
Now, there's, you know, when people get cancer, a lot of times what happens is there's an enzyme that's exuded by the cancer cell, and that enzyme is called NAGLase. And the NAGLase inactivates the immune system. Everyone who's walking around and is generally healthy has two immune systems. You have your innate immune system and you have your acquired immune system.
Yes.
The acquired immune system has the antibodies that are created from disease or from vaccinations, supposedly. And then the innate immune system are the white blood cells that you have. And what GCMAF does is, when you are losing the cancer battle, when you get injections of GCMAF, and it does take injections at this stage really to do it, then what happens is it's sort of like reinforcements riding over the hillside to the rescue, and they come and overwhelm the cancer cell and destroy it. And that's why the success rate is so high. Actually, the people who have failed to be in the high 80 to 100% success rate, depending upon the type of tumor cancer, they usually didn't follow the diet that goes along with it, which is eliminating sugar from the diet, no dairy products, low carbohydrate diet, taking high dose vitamin D3 and the like. These are things that are part and parcel of the program for taking GCMAF. It's not onerous. I mean, anyone can do it, but you do need to do that with the GCMAF in order for it to be successful. Now, when David Noakes with his Immunobiotech had their clinics and were selling it, they supplied GCMAF to over 11,000 patients. So again, not a small number of people. And in every one of those patients who had pancreatic or liver cancer, the success rate was 100%.
Yeah.
They didn't lose a single liver patient, liver cancer patient or pancreatic cancer patient. So this is a phenomenal thing. But when the MHRA, the Medicines and Healthcare Products Regulatory Agency, is what it stands for, in the UK, came in and started cracking heads. They used SWAT team type tactics. They seized 17,000 vials of this product, which is worth millions of pounds, and they cut off the supply, and 200 patients died because they could no longer get the GCMAP and complete their treatment.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah, and David himself didn't get off scot-free. I mean, he and Lynn Thayer was not prosecuted in the UK, but she, as I'm speaking right now, is sitting in a prison in Paris unjustly because she's totally 1,000% innocent of the charges levied by this idiot Goddard, who's the head judge in charge of it, and who has conflated what some other people have done into what she had done, and supposedly she had 11 million euros in her bank account.
From it's the quite a little piggy bank.
Yeah, which was totally untrue. They were off by several decimal points. So
we'll be right back after these quick messages with Scott Tipps and National Health Federation.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seem to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2, keep it today.
All right, we are back. Laboratory naturopathic doctor here with Scott Tips from the National Health Federation. And we've been talking about cancer cures. One is the GCMAF. And Scott, I just wanted to say, you know, I'm a subscriber of Health Freedom News, and I'm looking at the spring 2017 issue with David Noakes on the cover, and says, this man has given us the cure for cancer, so why does the government want to put him in prison? So I just want to tell everybody, if they get a membership with National Health Federation, I think it's $50 is one level. You get a free subscription to the Health Freedom News, the only magazine that I subscribe to because I'm a member of GCMF. NHF, excuse me. But I just wanted to throw that out, that's how I first learned about David Noakes, was from Health Freedom News.
Hmm. Yeah, and David has really advanced up the ranks in our organization. He's now the chairman of the board of the National Health Federation.
Oh, and, wow, I didn't know that.
You know, even though he had this company, you know, they claimed he was this big profiteer making money, accusing him of exactly what they are doing, making all this money off sick people and the like. But, you know, he gave away literally 25% of his product free of charge because there were people who couldn't afford it, even though it's like 1% the cost of chemotherapy. They still couldn't afford it, and he was giving that product away. And
wow.
At his sentencing hearing last year, we don't really have time for me to go into it, so let me just sort of cut to the chase. I was supposed to testify at his sentencing hearing, and I even flew over to London where it was being held in order to testify in his defense in mitigation of the sentence, because the MHRA was looking to put him in English prison for, I'm sorry, I'm forgetting now, but at least 10 years. And they didn't succeed because the judge was, I think, a very fair judge, at least on the surface, seems to be to me. And he ended up sentencing David to 15 months in prison, of which he served 5 months. But the interesting thing is, you know, David at his sentencing hearing was asked by the judge a really simple question, you know, and it was an interesting one. It was, David, Mr. Noakes, you know, would you do this again if you had to do it over? And David, knowing the consequences, you know, the judge hadn't sentenced him yet. So David Noakes, knowing the consequences, said, he didn't even hesitate 1 second. He replied, yes, Your Honor, if it would save lives, I would definitely do it again. And then after that, there was his attorneys weren't very good, quite honestly. David did a better job defending himself than his own attorneys did. And he was sentenced to 15 months. He served 5 months. He got out in April, late April of this year, 2019. But he's facing extradition to France, where they want to lock him up for 10 to 20 years. And there's no way he would survive that. Already, as I was saying before we cut for the break, Lynn Thayer is sitting in a women's prison in the southern part of Paris. As we speak, she's engaged in a hunger strike. She's attempted suicide twice. And it's not anticipated that she'll make it beyond the end of the year. And we really need to do something to get her out of there. I've attempted to talk to her counsel, her French attorney, but he refuses to talk to me. He refuses to talk to David Noakes. He refuses to take any sort of helpful evidence from us that we could provide. And, he might as well be a bump on a log for all the good he's doing. Any decent attorney should have had Lynn Thayer out of there by now.
Sure.
And, this attorney has shown himself not to be doing that. This judge, Judge Godot, is letting her rot in prison without being able to receive letters, without having telephone contact, without having visitors. I mean, it's just a rotten deal, and it's meant to make an example of her so people won't threaten the $200 billion industry, cancer industry that's going on now, that lets all these people die of cancer. I mean, these people are acting in a way that is immoral, that could be construed as criminal, and that is...
And just trying to save somebody to get rid of cancer gets you in big trouble.
Yes, it does. And This is what we're facing. So this is something that NHF is battling, and ultimately we will win because this whole house of cards will collapse, I think, when we have the financial system collapse, which is inevitable. It just is when, it's not whether.
Yeah, well, Scott, it's like I said at the very beginning of the show, there's really more of us than there are of them who are actually, you know, putting the policies and the teeth behind their laws, because soon people, more and more, they're waking up. They're waking up what's going on. And so that was one of the things that, you know, got me when I refused the liver transplant. It really opened my eyes to really what was going on. My father was a medical doctor, so I knew both sides. I worked in the laboratory. I knew all sides. And so that's why I supported, National Health Federation so much. And I want to encourage everybody listening to this, and I'm going to pitch it again, but I want to say right now that, you know, if people become a member of National Health Federation, I think $50 is the first break, and
$48 for those in North America, right?
Oh, okay, $48.
Okay, $48, you know, a year, and that's just the basic membership. And with the membership comes the magazine, and then you can have online access immediately to the PDF file of version of the magazine. But the magazine, I really appreciate your talking it up, because it really is a lot of cutting edge stuff. For example, there's another cancer treatment that's mentioned in the last issue, the one with the dog face.
Oh, I know. That's why I want everybody, if you become a member now, you will get that. It's a cancer cure that is easily available. Scott, elaborate on that.
Well, it's a funny thing. You know, one of our policy advisors is a gentleman named Bill Sardi, and he writes these articles usually, as he did on the GC map. But in this case, it's on the actually a dog dewormer called Panicure C, and it was found that there hasn't been much testing on it yet, but it had an interesting effect where, in comparison with the control group, where someone who had cancer took the product and he ended up being free of cancer. And it's the only explanation for how he became free of cancer.
So I want to stop you right there and just tell everybody, if you become a member now, you will get this issue. I'm looking at the front cover right now, and the cover says, "The last thing the cancer industry needs, a cancer cure has gotten out of control and has spread beyond the confines of modern medicine," page 12. So listen, everybody, if you become a member of National Health Freedom Federation now, or Monday, really, because tomorrow, you will get this issue. It'll tell you all about it. This is an easily available product. Costs less than your paycheck, and it's even made by Big Pharma. So I don't want to give away too much about it, because I want them to get this magazine and become a member, Scott.
Well, thank you, and I'll give a little bit more away. You know, we have our NHF Executive Director, Catherine Carroll, writes the World Report, and in it we get a lot of other interesting cutting-edge health issues that come up, which are, for example, the hybridization, where they're hybridizing human and animal tissue together and cells together and creating these kind of chimera creatures that are more with us than we would wish. Let me put it that way.
Oh, gosh. Yeah.
There are other sources of information here that are really, I think, your listeners would enjoy reading. Maybe not enjoy, but at least be better informed reading on matters like this. So we have a lot of interesting articles and things that are barely touched upon here that you'll only get if you join.
Well, I have to say, Scott, that, my practice, helping my patients and everything, you know, food's our big thing. And so in this issue, this new issue, if they become a member now, they not only get that cancer cure that we're talking about on page 12, that they need to read about that, but it's easily available. But then on page 10, there's a big article called "Eat the Seed, the Most Nutrient-Dense Food on Earth." This is the best article that I've read that gives information about why these seeds and why it's so good to eat organic. Says, I want you to see, I told my audience about a week or so ago on another show that I said, look, how dangerous irradiation was, because, you know, wheat and barley, those are all seeds, and that's what makes up our bread and everything. but most of them are irradiated. So that if they're irradiated, that germ is killed, and you know they get vitamin E from wheat germ oil. So if the germ's killed, that vitamin E or oil in the wheat germ oil is corrupted and not only not nutritious anymore, but it's actually what I call hazardous. That's my opinion. So that's another article in the magazine about the seeds, because I'm encouraging people to, if they get, is it true, Scott? You're in the industry. You know, if it's organic, it's not irradiated, correct?
Typically correct, although there are some things that are falsely labeled organic, but it's not supposed to be irradiated. But, you know, this is a whole nother discussion, Johnny, because at the Codex level and the FDA level, they're trying to water down the organic food standards, and we've been fighting that both at Codex and domestically.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Well, that's where National Health Federation comes in, because we... You know, and the labels are always being addressed. They're always wanting to change and make it easier for industry to mass produce.
And yes, that's very true. And, well, I mean, just one example. At the Food Hygiene, one of our NHF representatives attended that several years ago and caught them trying to use chemicals to wash organic produce. And she on behalf of NHF put a stop to that, and that's just one way that they try to skirt around the organic labeling. The organic issue, and then they can label it as organic.
Wow, God, I'm so glad she stopped it.
Yes,
those were fresh vegetables then.
Well, that was the Codex Committee on Food Hygiene, and that was meeting in Los Angeles, and she was located in Los Angeles, just drove downtown, attended the meeting for us. I couldn't make the meeting myself. I was, you know, in Europe, but she went and caught them trying to use chemical washes, non-organic chemical washes on organic food, and pointed out and actually got a groundswell of support, mainly from Hispanic countries, in Latin American countries, and was able to help stop that.
Wow, that's fantastic. I really want everybody to become a member, and I really want them, more than anything, to get this latest issue, because if you become a member now, you can get the latest issue of Health Freedom News, because
it's
they can
really
get that cancer.
Thing.
Yeah, they can get that cancer cure and get the information on it, because there's more. We can take a whole show about that, but I want everybody to become a member. And Scott, we have a few minutes left on this break, and then we have a very short segment coming up after that. So let me just ask you this. I would love to have you back on the show because things come up, and I would really like to get your take on them when you can, if that's possible. Will you come back on our show?
Oh, absolutely. I'd love it. I love our back and forth here, Johnny. Thank you.
Well, I appreciate everything you're doing. Like I said at the beginning of the show, you're a shining knight. And I really, really, bottom of my heart, appreciate your work. And so, you know, I want to elaborate on a couple of other things, because we talked – now, there's one thing about water theft. Now, they came out with this big thing that water's the new oil, and then all these big companies started buying up water reserves around the world so they'd own more control over the water. So I know that NHF, you know, National Health Federation, has been battling that. So talk about that a little bit.
Well, it's interesting, and it really the credit goes to our NHF executive director on that, Catherine Carroll, who is sort of I'm the tip of the spear on Codex, and she's the tip of the spear on that. Maybe we should have her on your program at some point to talk more about it. But I can give you the broad strokes.
Okay.
And that is, for example, Nestle in the Washington State area is doing one of the things that Nestle does best, and that is going in and buying up the public water supply. And I don't mean
this is Nestle chocolate people, right?
Yeah, well, they have many different divisions, and one division is the water division, and they're going in and actually buying the water rights. And then what they do is, in purchasing the water rights, now keep in mind the water rights differ from state to state, so it's a different process.
Okay, hold that thought.
They're buying them out.
Is that a new music app?
Yeah, check it out. Surfer Music Discovery. It links to thousands of online stations, but the twist is you see the song names and artists that are now playing live.
That's different. No guessing. Looks like a waterfall of music.
So many formats. Rock, oldies, country, R&B, jazz, and a whole lot more.
How's that spelled?
Surfer. S-U-R-F-R.
Is it expensive?
It's free. No need to sign up or sign in.
Get the Surfer Music app free from Google Play or the App Store.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24/7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
I am Johnny Delirious, laboratory naturopathic doctor. We're here with Scott Tipps from the National Health Federation, and we just have a few minutes left. And Scott, I really want all my clients and all the people listening to the show to become members of National Health Federation. And you can go to thenhf.com, or first thing Monday, you can call them at 626-357-2181. And I promised at the beginning of the show, again, that number is 626-357-2181. 2181, and the website is thenhf.com. So I promised everybody in the beginning that there was a cancer cure that you could have, and all you got to do is just become a member of National Health Federation. You'll get this first, this last issue, summer 2009, and it's the last thing the cancer industry needs. The cure has gotten out of control and has spread beyond the confines of modern medicine, page 12. So becoming a member now of National Health Federation, you will get this magazine. I want all my clients to have it. There's several articles in there, not only about that cancer cure that's easily available, but also there's a good article about seeds and food that I want people to read too. So, Scott, I just had to do a little plug for you.
Well, thank you. And can I up you one on that and add to what you said? And I really appreciate it. And that is, if the listeners here mention Johnny's name, then when you join, our office will send you free of charge. We will mail you one of the Codex books that we have there. It's a book on Codex Alimentarius, and we will mail it to you if you join now. And all you have to do is mention Johnny's name, and our office will know that they're to send you as a gift for having done it, for having listened to Johnny's program and heard us here today, to send you our Codex Alimentarius book.
Oh, God, that's fantastic. Oh, my gosh, I'm going to get one of my friends to join just to read that book. Oh, well, I already have visions of having a water show with Cat Carroll on as my guest, because I'm very, very aware of the problems that they're, you know, in the takeover of our water supply. So that's definitely part, you know, in my radar right now, if you think she'd be up for it.
I think so. I think very definitely so. So in any event, the main thing, I guess the main takeaway from this is there are a lot of health issues out there right now. People are getting sicker and sicker. They aren't getting as healthy, because what's happening is we're seeing, at least at NHF, when we look at the global picture, we are seeing a general dumbing down of the health levels of people around the world. There are more and more toxins and contaminants in the food and water and the air that we breathe. I mean, just think about all the antibiotics and drugs and birth control pills that get flushed into the water supply and the public water supply. The waste management treatment centers don't handle that sort of thing. They don't siphon that out. So,
okay, we have to go now. Scott, thank you so much for being on the show. People, get and become a member of National Health Federation. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That's thenhf.com. And the number is 626-357-2181. And if you become a member now, you'll get that cancer cure in that first issue. And Scott will even send you a free book about the Codex Alimentarius. Just mention Johnny. Johnny sent you. And we'll see you next Sunday. Thank you so much, Scott.
Thank you. Thank you, Johnny.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite. listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.